Procédure de qualification 2016. Employé de commerce CFC anglais. Compréhension auditive série 2. Cher candidat, la compréhension auditive que vous allez entendre vous permettra de remplir les documents qui vous ont été remis. Elle se compose de 3 parties, chaque partie étant répétée une fois et comporte un temps de réflexion entre chacune des parties. Veuillez avoir l'obligeance d'écrire très lisiblement. D'avance, merci et bonne chance pour votre examen. Vous avez maintenant quelques instants pour prendre connaissance de ces différentes parties.
Part 1. Listen to a telephone conversation. Fill in the missing information below using a word, numbers, or letters. You will hear the recording twice. You now have time to read the questions.
Hello, Ben Jones here from Blue Rope Software. I'd like to come and show you some of our company's new software products we've just developed. Last time I came, I met Matilda North. Could I arrange to see her again?
I'm sorry, but Ms. North no longer works here. You'd need to see Peter Hawkesbury. I'm Tina, his secretary.
Thanks, Tina. And how do you spell his name?
It's HAWKSBURY. Peter Hawkesbury. He's out today, but I could arrange an appointment.
Thanks. What about August the 4th, when I'll be in your area?
Okay. Oh, I'm afraid he's actually fully booked on that day. Would the day after suit you?
Okay. Shall we say 10 o'clock? We need about an hour.
Let's make it 11:30. That way, you could have lunch together after your meeting here, in our new cafeteria.
That sounds great.
How will you get to our premises?
Last time I came by train and then by bus, but it really took me ages. This time I'll come by car.
Could you let me know your registration number, and I'll book you a free car parking space?
Sure. It's QE1026AJ.
Okay, I've got it. And could I have your phone number to confirm the meeting?
Well, as I am often out of the office, I think it's better if you contact my PA, Sarah Baker. Oh no, Sarah Gray. She's just got married, I keep forgetting. You can reach her on 013-763-288.
Thanks. And what shall I say to Peter? Have you got anything special to show him at the meeting?
Yes, of course. Tell him that it is about some new mailing software. It's called Vision 2020. It is very simple to use and has a lot of great new features, such as...
Now listen again.
Hello, Ben Jones here from Blue Rope Software. I'd like to come and show you some of our company's new software products we've just developed. Last time I came, I met Matilda North. Could I arrange to see her again?
I'm sorry, but Ms. North no longer works here. You'd need to see Peter Hawkesbury. I'm Tina, his secretary.
Thanks, Tina. And how do you spell his name?
It's HAWKSBURY. Peter Hawkesbury. He's out today, but I could arrange an appointment.
Thanks. What about August the 4th, when I'll be in your area?
Okay. Oh, I'm afraid he's actually fully booked on that day. Would the day after suit you?
Okay. Shall we say 10 o'clock? We need about an hour.
Let's make it 11:30. That way you could have lunch together after your meeting here, in our new cafeteria.
That sounds great.
How will you get to our premises?
Last time I came by train and then by bus, but it really took me ages. This time I'll come by car.
Could you let me know your registration number, and I'll book you a free car parking space?
Sure. It's QE1026AJ.
Okay, I've got it. And could I have your phone number to confirm the meeting?
Well, as I am often out of the office, I think it's better if you contact my PA, Sarah Baker. Oh no, Sarah Gray. She's just got married, I keep forgetting. You can reach her on 013-763-288.
Thanks. And what shall I say to Peter? Have you got anything special to show him at the meeting?
Yes, of course. Tell him that it is about some new mailing software. It's called Vision 2020. It is very simple to use and has a lot of great new features, such as...
Part 2. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide which delivery problem the speaker is talking about. Write one letter, A through H, next to the number of the speaker. There is only one correct answer per speaker. There are 3 extra answers you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. You now have time to read the questions. Speaker 1.
I'm a store manager in the chain that sells stationery. We order goods, packed in small amounts, ready to go straight onto the shelves of the stores. For example, pens usually come in boxes of 10. But in the latest delivery, we received the right number of pens, but in boxes of 1,000. It took a long time to sort them out. Speaker 2.
Once I needed to replace our office chairs. So I compared products in several brochures, chose the best-looking model, and ordered 10 units. Well, we had to wait 28 days for delivery, and when they finally arrived, we found out that the quality of the chairs didn't match the description at all. We sent them back and had a lot of trouble with the manufacturer. Speaker 3.
I'm responsible for centralized ordering for a multi-site organization, and it's amazing how often supplies get confused. Of course, we double-check the paperwork before sending it. But even so, things happen like this time kitchen equipment arrived at the head office instead of at one of the branches. Speaker 4.
I run my own beauty salon. And my orders are in quite small quantities compared with the big chains. But I still expect my suppliers to provide a high level of service, and with all the packaging that's available these days, it should be easy enough to ensure consignments are properly protected. But I've had to return goods because shampoo bottles have sometimes arrived broken. Speaker 5.
We're a small printing firm, so of course we need regular supplies of ink and paper. Usually we sign a contract with a supplier for a full year, and they send the same quantity each month, unless we phone to change it. Well, 1 year we didn't renew the contract. However, they kept sending us our usual supplies.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
I'm a store manager in the chain that sells stationery. We order goods, packed in small amounts, ready to go straight onto the shelves of the stores. For example, pens usually come in boxes of 10. But in the latest delivery, we received the right number of pens, but in boxes of 1,000. It took a long time to sort them out. Speaker 2.
Once I needed to replace our office chairs. So I compared products in several brochures, chose the best-looking model, and ordered 10 units. Well, we had to wait 28 days for delivery, and when they finally arrived, we found out that the quality of the chairs didn't match the description at all. We sent them back and had a lot of trouble with the manufacturer. Speaker 3.
I'm responsible for centralized ordering for a multi-site organization, and it's amazing how often supplies get confused. Of course, we double-check the paperwork before sending it. But even so, things happen like this time kitchen equipment arrived at the head office instead of at one of the branches. Speaker 4.
I run my own beauty salon, and my orders are in quite small quantities compared with the big chains. But I still expect my suppliers to provide a high level of service, and with all the packaging that's available these days, it should be easy enough to ensure consignments are properly protected. But I've had to return goods because shampoo bottles have sometimes arrived broken. Speaker 5.
We're a small printing firm, so of course we need regular supplies of ink and paper. Usually we sign a contract with a supplier for a full year, and they send the same quantity each month, unless we phone to change it. Well, 1 year we didn't renew the contract. However, they kept sending us our usual supplies.
Part 3. Listen to two colleagues talking together. For each question, choose one answer, A, B, or C. There is only one correct answer per question. You will hear the recording twice. You now have time to read the questions. Can't believe it.
Me neither. What a shock.
I knew the company had problems, but not to this extent.
Yes, I had imagined salary cuts or some kind of measures, but this?
Look, Paul, we just have to face it. We have both been put on unemployment for economic reasons, together with four other people in our department. Maybe they will announce other restrictions next month. We must start thinking about reinventing ourselves some way.
Reinvent ourselves? You can. You are only 35 years old, but I am 55. I won't find another comparable job at my age.
Don't say that. Not only do you have degrees, but unlike me, you have a lot of experience. I have only been in the company for 1 year.
I don't even know if I will find the energy to look for something else. I never expected this. What will my wife say?
Well, she might even be glad. She's always saying that you work too much. Look, let's take one day at a time. First of all, we were promised some financial compensation, which will help us for the following months. We'll just have to start organizing our lives differently.
You have your professional future in front of you. I don't.
Well, don't be so negative.
I never thought they would fire me. With all the years I have put into this company...
I understand the way you feel, but you must be more positive.
You know, Alice, I am so disgusted by the system that I feel more inclined to open my own little company than going around offering my services that nobody wants.
What do you mean?
Well, I could open a kind of consultancy firm and give advice to companies on a freelance basis. It would give me more free time and still keep me active. I don't feel old.
I think that is a great idea. That's a spirit.
I could even ask two or three other colleagues from other departments to join me.
Who were you thinking of?
Well, colleagues from other departments, like Martha from accounts. She is over 40 and might be the next one to go. And Kevin, our overseas expert. He has expressed his worries too.
Well, I think you should give it a try. If I don't find anything soon, I might even apply myself.
At your age, you will certainly find a better paid job. I won't have great salaries to offer.
Do you have any premises you could use?
Yes, our house has a second floor that we rent, but I could take it back and use it as my office. It is quite large. I have to talk to my wife about all this. I don't know how she will take it.
Paul, you know how much your wife loves traveling. Now, if you have more time, you will be able to travel with her.
Yes, I know. Well, look, Alice, let's go home and think about it over the weekend. On Monday, I might have a clearer idea of my future.
Yes, I shall start looking on the internet to see if there are any interesting equivalent positions. I don't want to be without work, even for a month. I can't afford it with my mortgage and all my expenses. Besides, my boyfriend is unemployed.
Right. See you on Monday, then.
Okay. Bye for now.
Now listen again.
Can't believe it!
Me neither. What a shock.
I knew the company had problems, but not to this extent.
Yes, I had imagined salary cuts or some kind of measures, but this?
Look, Paul, we just have to face it. We have both been put on unemployment for economic reasons, together with four other people in our department. Maybe they will announce other restrictions next month. We must start thinking about reinventing ourselves some way.
Reinvent ourselves? You can. You are only 35 years old, but I am 55. I won't find another comparable job at my age.
Don't say that. Not only do you have degrees, but unlike me, you have a lot of experience. I have only been in the company for 1 year.
I don't even know if I will find the energy to look for something else. I never expected this. What will my wife say?
Well, she might even be glad. She's always saying that you work too much. Look, let's take one day at a time. First of all, we were promised some financial compensation, which will help us for the following months. We'll just have to start organizing our lives differently.
You have your professional future in front of you. I don't.
Well, don't be so negative.
I never thought they would fire me. With all the years I have put into this company.
I understand the way you feel, but you must be more positive.
You know, Alice, I am so disgusted by the system that I feel more inclined to open my own little company than going around offering my services that nobody wants.
What do you mean?
Well, I could open a kind of consultancy firm and give advice to companies on a freelance basis. It would give me more free time and still keep me active. I don't feel old.
I think that is a great idea. That's a spirit.
I could even ask two or three other colleagues from other departments to join me.
Who were you thinking of?
Well, colleagues from other departments, like Martha from accounts. She is over 40 and might be the next one to go. And Kevin, our overseas expert. He has expressed his worries too.
Well, I think you should give it a try. If I don't find anything soon, I might even apply myself.
At your age, you will certainly find a better paid job. I won't have great salaries to offer.
Do you have any premises you could use?
Yes, our house has a second floor that we rent, but I could take it back and use it as my office. It is quite large. I have to talk to my wife about all this. I don't know how she will take it.
Paul, you know how much your wife loves traveling. Now, if you have more time, you will be able to travel with her.
Yes, I know. Well, look, Alice, let's go home and think about it over the weekend. On Monday, I might have a clearer idea of my future.
Yes, I shall start looking on the internet to see if there are any interesting equivalent positions. I don't want to be without work, even for a month. I can't afford it with my mortgage and all my expenses. Besides, my boyfriend is unemployed.
Right. See you on Monday, then.
Okay. Bye for now.
Fin de l'enregistrement.